Proclamation number 0917 of 16th of May, 1939. Spiritual Exchange. Explanation of the Otherworldly Friends. The host of beings in the beyond calls upon you to enter into an intimate relationship with it and not to be disturbed by any announcements, for you will be protected from all error as long as you desire the truth. Behold, in the circle of friends surrounding you there is a diligent endeavor to assist you, and every manifestation goes, as it were, through the control of your guide and protector. Therefore you need not fear that someone can express himself arbitrarily, and neither can other spiritual forces determine you to write something down which is not in the Lord's will, for these are blessed hours which you devote to spiritual work, and during this time the spiritual friends protect you from everything detrimental to this work. Personal contact with the spirit world for the purpose of an earthly exchange of thoughts is only permitted if it is intended to give the earthly child an account of the spiritual activity of the beings in the beyond, and therefore those beings are allowed to express themselves in order to stimulate the earthly child into diligent spiritual activity. Thus a being which made itself known to you yesterday was in contact with you on earth and was not well disposed towards you, but now it has recognized the strength and grace of prayer and therefore constantly seeks your proximity, follows your work and draws strength from it unceasingly. Until this time his train of thought had moved in a completely opposite direction, and thus he in particular needed obvious proof of spiritual activity, but now his striving is an eager one to tie up the spiritual threads in order to progress in knowledge and at the same time to impart this knowledge to the ignorant and erring spiritual beings in the beyond. And therefore it is understandable how much he would like to make himself known to you, for his striving is serious and only applies to the pure truth. And thus always trust the guidance of your spiritual friends and don't let yourself be distracted by words which don't immediately seem comprehensible to you. Everything has been well examined and given to you with wise intentions. To stimulate your thinking, to test your faith and to deepen your union with the Father again and again. So hear a message of love from us today. He who gave you life guides your steps and cares for you so that you do not go astray, and you can entrust yourself to his guidance with complete faith. You will only find the right trust in him when you have recognized him as the God of love, and when the word from above reaches you, you can feel secure in his love and fully entrust your life to the divine Lord and Savior. For he blesses those whom he has embraced with his love and is their constant protection and shield. Christ's suffering on the cross was the testimony of his great love, and he also now takes it upon himself again to save them from greatest adversity, and everything out of love for his children, and to protect them from unspeakable misery in eternity. The might of the Most High is great, but greater still is love, and its omnipotence will prevail and redeem humanity from all sin. Amen.